I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. You may have noticed something missing from your garden or backyard this year. Monarch butterflies. Their populations have plummeted to historic lows across North America. Now, several factors are involved in that decline, and to help us understand what's happening, reporter Dave Sherwood takes us from New England to Mexico and back again.
Swan Island on Maine's Kennebec River is the perfect summer home for the monarch butterfly.
These fields should be full of flying monarchs.
Bob Gobiel is a volunteer for the Maine Butterfly Survey. He and his wife Rosemary are traipsing through fields of yellow and purple wildflowers past an old clapboard farmhouse. Bald eagles soar overhead.
Because of the number of milkweed plants on the island, literally acres, it's almost perfect for butterflies.
If you're looking for monarchs, Gobiel says, milkweed is the key. With its white sap, cottony seeds, and big green leaves, it's the one plant that one of the continent's most familiar butterflies can't live without. But this year, even in this forest of milkweed, no monarchs.
The monarch is so bright, it's large, and it's usually in abundance, so people just see it, and oh, there goes a monarch. But to have that absence is really strange.
The reports are the same all across the country. Few or no monarchs in places where they should be common. A couple of hundred miles south, school kids use magic markers to color paper monarchs at the Boston Nature Center, an oasis of meadows and forest in the heart of the city.
That's great. Did you write your name on it?
But here, too, the real thing is missing. Karen First is a member of the Monarch Teacher Network, a group that uses butterflies to teach kids about nature.
It's been very, very quiet in the butterfly garden here at the Boston Nature Center. And it's that silence that really began to alarm me.
It's an alarm that's been ringing all across the monarch's range.
This is a migration phenomenon.
Omar Vidal is director of the World Wildlife Fund in Mexico.
So if there is mortality or low numbers in the U.S. and Canada, then we have small numbers in Mexico.
Mexico is the first leg of an epic migration that takes most of North America's monarchs from remote mountaintops south of the border to the U.S. and Canada and back. Think of it like a relay race. The first generation begins its journey in Mexico every spring, and over the next year, three generations or more head north, reproducing, dying, and passing the baton to the next, ultimately ending up in places like Boston and Maine. Then that final generation flies all the way south, back to their ancestral forests, sometimes to the very same trees where their great-grandparents had spent the winter the year before. For years, it was that key part of the monarch's habitat that was under attack from illegal logging.
We received a lot of criticisms from the U.S. that Mexico was not doing enough, and they were right.
Omar Vidal says Mexico has begun to take steps to protect its remaining monarch habitat. But now there are new threats to the north.
All in all, the last two breeding seasons have been just a disaster for monarchs, and this is going to be the lowest overwintering population ever.
That's Chip Taylor, an insect ecologist at the University of Kansas and founder of the group Monarch Watch. Even as conditions have improved in Mexico, Taylor says extreme weather in the U.S. and Canada over the past 2 years has ravaged monarch populations here. Last year, fewer monarchs returned to Mexico than ever before, part of a steady downward trend over two decades. In the past, he says, a bout of bad weather wasn't enough to send populations spiraling.
But of course, that combines with a decline in the resource, a decline in the habitat that supports monarch butterflies.
And that brings us back to milkweed. Not long ago, Taylor says, the vast corn and soybean fields of the U.S. Midwest supported enough milkweed to ensure plenty of monarch habitat. The turning point, he says, was the year 2000, when farmers began using genetically modified crops that resist the herbicide glyphosate, or Roundup. And of course, the use of more herbicide-resistant seeds meant the use of more herbicide.
After 2000, when we saw the adoption of Roundup Ready corn and soybeans began to skyrocket, then we began to see the monarchs decline. And they declined with the loss of milkweeds in those corn and soybean fields.
To be clear, the problem isn't the GMO crops themselves. Taylor says it's the herbicide that goes with them, which is only doing what it was designed to do, kill weeds like milkweed. Some scientists have criticized the research linking Roundup to a decline in monarchs. Monsanto, the company that makes the herbicide, hasn't said much at all. But Taylor and others say the result of the huge increase in Roundup has been devastating for monarchs. And then the bad weather of the last 2 years seemed to have been the last straw for many more. Taylor says monarchs are a very resilient species, and they aren't likely to disappear altogether. But he worries that if their habitat continues to dwindle, their grand continental migration could go with it, which raises a basic question for him.
Does the average person miss a monarch if it's not there? Probably not. I'm worried about that because I don't see that we really connect very well with nature anymore.
Put your hands kind of together. Oh, there it goes.
Bye-bye. Back in Boston, teacher Karen First releases a tagged monarch before an excited crowd of 4- and 5-year-olds, many of whom have never seen one. She's doing her best to make sure these kids know about monarchs, even if no wild ones actually show up.
I'm more worried that the story is going to disappear. They just have this amazing story, and it is a perfect way to get kids to care. And I really believe that as kids grow up, that they're going to work to save the things that they care about.
Adios, mariposa, adios, cha-cha-cha.
And that just means goodbye, my friend butterfly.
For The World, I'm Dave Sherwood, Boston, Massachusetts.
Dave did spot a few monarchs while reporting that story. You can check out his pics at PRI.org.